Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. There's something new going on at Hot Doc Cinema that has nothing to do with documentaries. It's called Pillow Fright, which programmers Emily Gagne and Danita Steinberg describe as, quote, a sleepover-themed, creeptastic series for fellow friendly freaks, the girls, gays, and theys who crave a good scare in a safe, inclusive space. It starts next Friday with a screening of the original Final Destination. That's Pillow Fright at the Hot Doc Cinema. So this week I'm looking at two more summertime popcorn movies. One about a couple with a strange attraction. The other about a cop with a strange distraction. But first, here's a look at some of the movies coming to TIFF this fall. Well, TIFF is more than a month away, but they're already releasing many of the titles. Now, I haven't seen any of them yet, but here are some movies made by international directors whose past movies I really liked. I'll be doing Canadian directors soon. Gus Van Sant, who made Good Will Hunting and Malinoche, has a new film about a hostage taking. It's called Dead Man's Wire. I loved Moroccan director Mariam Touzani's Blue Caftan in 2022. Cal Malaga is about an elderly Spanish woman in Tangiers. Agnieszka Holland, the celebrated Polish director who also studied film in Prague, has a biopic about Kafka titled Franz. Jafar Panahi is that subtle and funny Iranian director whose film at TIFF will be It Was Just an Accident, about a small mishap that causes a chain reaction. Now, English director Ben Wheatley makes weird and baffling movies. So, of course, his movie at TIFF called Normal is sure to be anything but. Mamoru Hosoda, whose Japanese anime like Wolf Children and Mirai are always fantastical and moving, is back with Scarlet, about a princess who transcends time and space. Now, I've been watching director Joachim Trier's detailed, angsty Oslo dramas for a decade and a half, so I'm really looking forward to Sentimental Value, about family, memories, and the power of art. Benny Safdie, who, with his brother Josh, brought us outrageous films like Good Time and Uncut Gems, is going solo this round with The Smashing Machine, a biopic about a UFC fighter played by The Rock. Did you see The Brutalist last year? Well, its co-writer Mona Fastvold's newest pick is The Testament of Anne Lee. It's a historical drama about the Shaker movement. And finally, Wake Up Dead Man is Rian Johnson's latest Knives Out mystery, which is sure to be highly entertaining. These are just a few of the movies slated for TIFF this year. Together, written and directed by Michael Shanks. Tim and Millie, played by Dave Franco and Allison Brie, are a couple in New York City about to make a big change in their lives. They're moving out of their cramped apartment into a spacious house in a remote village. She's a lot more into it than he is. Tim is a professional musician in a band about to go on tour again, and it's hard to rehearse or perform when you're out in the woods. Their house is old and creepy, and Tim is spooked by a rat's nest he finds in a light fixture. Millie, on the other hand, has an actual job as school teacher. It advances her career, and she likes it here, despite the eccentric staff at the school, including Jamie, played by Damon Harriman, who lives just down the road. So one day, something unexpected happens. They're out for a hike down a trail in the woods when they fall into a pit dug straight down into the ground. No one comes to the rescue. And they've heard about another young couple who disappeared recently. So they end up sleeping there overnight, drinking water from an underground source there. And in the morning, they find they're both covered in some sticky fungus or something. They literally have to pull their legs apart from each other, like ripping off a Band-Aid. But no biggie, right? But when Millie drives off to work the next day, Tim gets tossed around inside the shower. Is this ghosts or spirits playing with him? When they ask for advice from Jamie, he says, don't worry about it. It's nothing. But as time passes, Tim and also Millie find it virtually impossible to stay apart. And as Tim gets more and more clingy, their boundaries are ever more challenged. Is he stalking her or going nuts? Or is something bigger calling the shots? Together is a romantic body horror thriller about a couple's relationship, both attraction and repulsion, whose boundaries are challenged after a walk in the woods. No spoilers here, but the story is highly original and probably like nothing ever seen before. Dave Franco and Alison Brie have noticeable chemistry with impeccable timing in their interactions. And it wasn't until after seeing the movie that I found out Franco and Brie are a married couple in real life. That explains it. But they're really good at it, including presumably simulated sex scenes in unexpected locales. So there is sex, nudity, violence, and truly grotesque special effects. So if you don't like being shocked and titillated, stay away. Because Together is probably the most exciting relationship movie you're ever going to see. The Naked Gun, co-written and directed by Akiva Schaffer. The LA Police Squad is a special unit formed to stop crime and catch criminals. Their most famous detective is Lieutenant Frank Drebin Jr., played by Liam Neeson. Like his father before him, he's known for his single-mindedness and his relentless pursuits and gruff, hard-boiled nature. He can thwart a bank robbery and take down a dozen thieves with his bare hands. Unfortunately, those robbers are complaining about Drebin's brutality, so the police chief, played by CCH Pounder, has reassigned him to another case, an apparent suicide. It's open and shut until Beth Davenport, played by Pamela Anderson, an elegant femme fatale, shows up at his door. "It's not suicide," she says, "it's murder. And the victim was my brother." That morning's bank heist was masterminded by the evil industrialist Richard Kane, played by Danny Houston, who made his fortune selling, self-driving electric cars. He ordered the bank robbery so he could secure a device invented by the dead man, and with it, Kane thinks he can wipe out the Earth's entire population and then rule the planet. So it's up to Drebin and Beth to solve the mystery and catch the criminals and, well, save the Earth. But will it be too late? The Naked Gun is a stupid funny comedy, a reboot and update of the TV show and movie series from the 80s and 90s, with Liam Neeson taking on Leslie Nielsen's role. The story is juvenile and simplistic, populated with exaggerated comic book caricatures. At the same time, it's very funny. Most of the humor doesn't come from witty dialogue. Rather, it's mainly visual gags, with a new punchline appearing on the screen every 3 or 4 seconds. The jokes continue nonstop, even during the closing credits. You can look for hidden puns among the names. The humor is bawdy and salacious with more visual double entendres than you can shake a stick at. Pamela Anderson does a great film noir pastiche, even scat singing at an LA nightclub. Very funny. And Liam Neeson, after a career playing gruff action heroes fighting terrorists, is finally allowed to parody himself. This movie is hilarious. The Naked Gun and Together both open this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.